Good morning. Beautiful day out there. I don't know. I'm ravenous right now. I'm so hungry. I don't even know why. I've already had my bagel, my espresso. Tim is so good to provide for me, but I'm still ravenous. I'm hungry. I don't know why, but I am hungry. Not that there's anything you people could do about it or would even care. Why would you care, right? But go through your drive-thru and get a McSausage, whatever the hell, and enjoy yourself. I can't. I'm here entertaining you. All right. So there's a lot going on, and I'm hearing rumors, okay? Fortunately, we've got a really good press corps, I think, here in Massachusetts, and we'll know soon enough if these rumors are true. But what I'm hearing about, some of you may applaud this. Some of you may finally get your rights restored, quite frankly. But there is a plan about the State House by the supermajority Democrats. I can't imagine all of them agree with this, but certainly there's enough up there to maybe make a critical majority that want to allow incarcerated felons, okay? People who are in jail for committing a felony, they've gone to trial or they took a guilty plea, they're a convicted felon, and they are living in a prison cell, okay? These aren't reformed felons. These are active felons serving a prison sentence. The supermajority Democrats, again, not all of them, I hope some of them split off, want to give them the right to vote. Want to give convicted felons, that's rapists, murderers, terrorists, the right to vote. In fact, to cancel out your vote. Let's be honest. This is an attempt to cancel out your vote, my vote, by the Democrats who maybe feel their grip slipping away. So part of their coalition, besides the illegal aliens who shouldn't be voting, are obviously convicted felons, incarcerated, yet to be rehabilitated, felons. That makes up the coalition that is the Democrat Party today, unfortunately, but it's true. And they want to restore their ability to reelect them, basically, is what it comes down to. The Democrats, those who fear the likes of Brian Shortsleeve and Sean Oliver and Mike Minogue and whoever he ends up with, gaining a lot of traction here in the state and maybe seizing power with the consent of the governed, us, they are trying to expand their voting base to people who currently cannot vote because they've done something like rape a child or sold drugs to children or drunk driving that results in a homicide, right? These are bad people. That's why they're in a steel and cement cage, a prison. We don't have a lot of them left anymore. They're trying to rip all the prisons down, a lot of them. But we still got some prisons. And the Democrats want to make those people able to vote, to cancel out your vote. How do you feel about that? I mean, to me, it's just another insult by the radicals, right? Want to see how far they can push it. See how far they can push it. You don't run candidates, Republican Party. Conservative movement is dead within the Democrat Party for most of them. The days of Ed King are over, right? Days of Ed King and, quite frankly, Bill Bulger and Tommy Finneran, they're dead. Those guys Some of them are still with us. Bulger and Finneran, mercifully, are still with us. But the days of a real conservative Democrat, most of that is dead. Most of those people are not with us anymore. And certainly, they're not voting. They're not voting in any significant numbers within the Democrat primaries. So now you have real radicals, Coalition for Social Justice, the Shane Denistas, people like that, Chris Hendricks. They have a real radical agenda. And among the things that are happening right now, I'm hearing in the Statehouse, is this move to allow incarcerated felons to vote in elections here in Massachusetts, thereby canceling out you, who in fact, many of you have been victims of these same felons who are getting their rights restored. Now look, understand what I'm saying and what I'm not saying. This isn't about somebody who committed a felony, was convicted either through a guilty plea or a trial, served their time, and got out, and is now a productive member of society. Those people can vote. We're talking about hardcore convicted criminals still in maximum security, maybe in isolation, or at the sex offender treatment center up there. Lovely group of people up there, mostly men, who are up there serving a sentence. And now, if the supermajority radical Democrats in Massachusetts get their way, they'll be able to vote from their prison cell to cancel out your vote or to raise your taxes. Think about that. They can elect people to raise your taxes. They can literally vote on ballot initiatives. What a radical, radical party the Democrats have become. Obviously not all of them. And I'm happy to single out those that oppose this. Please, you have my phone number. Text me or call me. If you're one of the Democrat legislators who doesn't agree with this, by all means, separate yourself from the herd. By all means, separate yourself from the herd. I'm happy to give you that publicity because I know it's not all of you, but it's enough of you that it's a real concern. 508-996-0500. Good morning. Thanks for holding.
Hey, good morning. How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
I got to wave at you, but I couldn't see you through the window. It was, you know, the glare. So I figured you were there.
I saw you. Yes.
All right. You know, the Democrats remind me of, like, rich kids. You know, like, you've probably known some rich kids. They have enough money that they can get into trouble and get out of it. They have enough money where they can be really petulant about anything that they do. You know, when I look at what's going on in Maine as an example, right, they're putting up Plattner against Susan Collins. Mm-hmm. And Janet Mills is sitting in the background. And they're going to run Plattner, as you know, because he's going to draw all this press. They're going to run him as far as they can run him until everyone holds their nose and says, we can't take it anymore. You got to go. You got to go, Joe. We're going to bring Kamala up. And they're going to bring Janet Mills in, and then she's going to run the rest of the way.
You think that's what's going to happen?
Yeah, no doubt. This guy's the stuff coming out on him, you know, is, he didn't really run the oyster farm. I did some reading. His mom and dad bought him the oyster farm. And you know who his biggest customer is?
His mom. Right?
She buys the oysters for her business. So he hasn't even worked. You know, I mean, I guess he goes to the ocean and takes a look and says, how you guys doing? And that's about it. You know, he's a rich kid, and he went in the military, you know, God love him in the military. But he really ran roughshod over a lot of people that were in the military, including, you know, Master, the scout sniper there from Texas. I can't remember his name. He disparaged him. He's a mess. It's all going to come out. You know, he's also been found that he's on a site that is noted for being a site that child predators are on. So now that came out a couple days ago. You know, he's probably on Snapchat. No adult male should be on Snapchat. Okay. That's a place for kids.
Okay.
and adolescents. But, I think Janet Mills is going to be in there running against Collins, but, that's just the way they are though. I mean, the more and more every day that goes by, I'm like, I'm not surprised that they're going to try to get felons to vote. I'm not surprised.
You know, I shouldn't probably be surprised, but I am, because like, I know a lot of these Democrat legislators who are normal guys. I know some ones who I don't think are normal, but I like them anyway. Right. But some right. of these, I know most of these guys, they're family men, they have daughters, and, they're, but to give felons, convicted felons who are currently incarcerated, not a guy who got arrested for, you know, drunk driving 10 years ago. I'm talking about people who are in the box right now, jail, voting.
Well, you know, I grew up in Newport, and I knew before there was a progressive Democratic Party, I did get to see a lot of people letting their hair down. And some of the stuff even back then sort of disgusted me, because a lot goes on in Newport, you know, in the evening hours, as you can imagine.
I don't even have to imagine, but go ahead.
I think this is interesting. There's got to be some master list somewhere of Democrats pushing the limits to the next level. And, you know, Plattner is one of them. Yep. It's amazing how many Democrats are flocking into him. Like, he's my man. Even Elizabeth Warren yesterday said, this is my kind of man. I'm like, really? You know, that tattoo that he had, it doesn't take you much to look it up, but that was the symbol of the highest order of the SS in Nazi Germany, the highest order of yep. the SS. They were the ones that took care of the concentration camp people.
Yes.
That's the, so she's like, yeah, I'm all in. He's my kind of man. And I'm like, no, he's a mess. But whatever.
No, he's a mess, and thanks for the call, my friend. And Governor Healey endorsed him yesterday. Liz Warren's already endorsed him. Ed Markey's endorsed him. They invited the campaign to come to the Democrat convention in Massachusetts over the weekend. Graham Plattner, a guy with a Nazi tattoo who did serve in our U.S. military, and has also been outed by his wife for all kinds of sexual behavior outside of the marriage, by his own wife, got endorsed by Governor Healey. If you follow Tim Dunn on social media, and you should, consider me Dunn. Tim Dunn is on Facebook as Timmy Dunn. He's at thebostonherald.com. If you follow Tim Dunn as I do, none of this is a surprise to you, because he had a back and forth with Governor Healey yesterday, and he put it up on X, formerly Twitter. So you can hear all about it from Tim Dunn, our political correspondent, the reporter from the Boston Herald. Check out all his work at bostonherald.com. We'll talk more about Graham Plattner, not only a Maine U.S. Senate candidate for the Democrat Party, but really heavily endorsed and promoted by the Massachusetts Democrat Party. Stick around. We'll be right back.
South Coast Now with Chris McCarthy. Weekdays on 1420 AM and 99.5 FM. WBSM.
This portion of programming on WBSM brought to you by South Coast Health. Advanced medicine, more care.
Back to Chris McCarthy and South Coast Now on WBSM. Call 508-996-0500.
Welcome back to the program. The summer winds are blowing in. It's a beautiful day out there. It's also a great day to get your car repaired or make an appointment anyway. Keep that car in good running order. I recommend a family-owned business right in the city of New Bedford, Mack Auto Sales. Mack Auto Sales repairs all makes and models of automobiles, including the one you're driving right now. And they're great for updating it for the coming changing season. We know the summer winds are blowing in, and that can make it difficult for your automobile. But update it before the summer winds come in. Call and make an appointment today at Mack Auto Sales and Repair, 508-565-6221. They're open weekdays, 9 to 5. You're driving a foreign car, that's perfect. Mack Auto Sales does a great job with foreign-made automobiles, do a beautiful job with American-made as well. Ask about their aftermarket accessories and the quality used cars for sale. Remember, they repair the entire fleet of vehicles here from Fun 107 to WBSM. So we're really happy to have Mac Auto Sales as a sponsor. So all this talk about Graham Platinum, some of you maybe have never heard of him. Those of you who are busy, maybe you wish you never did. But I found some clips for you to maybe put it in perspective as to who this guy really is.
Maine, let's talk about that state. It's at a fever pitch now. We're less than a week away from the primary there. The U.S. Senate race is capturing the most attention. Democrats are hoping to unseat longtime incumbent Susan Collins. Nick's here following that action. So good morning to you. With time running out, the Democrats' likely nominee has been in Washington just doing damage control there for
damage
this race.
Control, Mark, yes.
Is that a polite way to say it?
That's a very polite way to say it. Following Graham Platinum has been like a game of whack-a-mole. A new scandal continues to pop up, right? But he continues to lead, Marky, and this is what we're talking about. Graham Platinum still looks like the likely Democratic nominee to take on Republican Senator Susan Collins. The Democratic socialist, oyster farmer, and combat veteran has racked up endorsements from the likes of Bernie Sanders, but now he's under new scrutiny. Reports have surfaced about sexually explicit messages he sent to other women during his marriage. His wife, Amy Gertner, reportedly discovered the texts and flagged them to Platinum's campaign last year. Now, on Tuesday, Platinum was on Capitol Hill. He met with Democrats, including Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer.
Do you understand what that guy just said? This is News Nation. You can see it all on YouTube or their own website. That's a correspondent, reporter, saying his own wife turned him in for sexually explicit text messages to other people. His own wife, who certainly knows he's running for the U.S. Senate, she turned him in. Yet Elizabeth Warren, Mara Healey, Ed Markey, the entire Democrat Party in Massachusetts welcomed this guy's campaign to their headquarters, or rather, to their campaign, to recruit volunteers, to raise money. The guy is a Nazi tattooer, yet it covered up now after having it on there for decades. First of all, who gets a Nazi tattoo? It's ridiculous. Right then and there, you should excommunicate the guy. By the way, Senator Collins from Maine is the most bipartisan senator up there, one of the most bipartisan senators in Washington. What we're always hearing people want, right? Oh, we want more bipartisanship. Why can't we all just get along? But when you have a senator that can just get along and produce for her state and for the nation, Susan Collins, who got her start here in Massachusetts, quite frankly, worked for the state treasurer at Joe Malone, got elected to the U.S. Senate, and has been up there working with Republicans and Democrats. Now, the Democrats found the most radical person you could imagine. Nazi tattoo. His own wife just turned him in for his extracurricular activities outside of their marriage. His own wife ratted him out. Yet our governor, Mara Healey, thinks he should be in the U.S. Senate. Elizabeth Warren thinks that guy should be in the U.S. Senate. These people are using the power that we gave them to advance a far more radical agenda for the nation. And it's really, really atrocious. Back to the clip. This is News Nation. If you want to find it on your own, they deserve credit.
As I said, I endorsed Graham Platinum. We're going to take back, we're going to beat Susan Collins and take back the Senate.
Now, Platinum had an opportunity to speak to reporters, but he ducked out on the cameras, leaving from a back entrance away from the media, then quickly hopped into a waiting vehicle. That tells you how sensitive this moment has actually become, Marky. He ain't trying to talk to the cameras right now.
And so tell me, are Democrats in Maine actually trying to stop this, or are they stuck with him,
Marky,
at this point?
They are all in at this point because they believe he is the best foot forward. And his competitor actually bowed out. She suspended her campaign. The controversy has not done anything to slow down his popularity in the polls. Maine uses ranked choice voting in statewide primaries. The other Democrat in this Senate race that I just mentioned, Janet Mills, that's the governor. She suspended her race back in April, but is now reminding voters that, hey, my name is still on the ballot. So we'll see how this all shakes out.
And then on the Republican side, you know, Susan Collins has been the reliable name there for 20 years. How's that race shaping up for
and
her?
And extremely popular. Susan is known for bringing home the bacon, and that's something that Maine voters actually like a lot. While the Republican is expected to win next Tuesday's primary, the race asks the question of whether voters will go with a steady hand or a newcomer identifying with the nation's economic discontent. Collins' post as Senate Appropriations Committee chair makes her the gatekeeper to ship billions of dollars to the Pine Tree State, something a Plattner win would be difficult to replicate.
But talk about consequential seats that are up for grabs here that we're talking about.
And this is one of those must wins for Democrats, too, if they hope to take back control.
Absolutely. Okay, Nick, thank you so much for that.
Thank you for watching.
Okay, so that's News Nation reporting on this Maine Senate race that the whole country is watching. And why wouldn't they? It has a former Nazi whose wife turned him in for his outrageous behavior within their marriage. He claims to be an oyster farmer. His only customer is his own mother. It's just a really bizarre thing. And I don't know why the Massachusetts Democrat Party couldn't just say, we got our own race to deal with. We don't have to have that campaign with or without the Nazi tattoo at our convention. But that is the function of the state Democrat Party, to weed out people like that. But instead, they lend their brand to it, as did Elizabeth Warren, who I've never voted for, as did Maura Healey, though I do agree with the caller. It was tepid support because originally she had endorsed Janet Mills, but the state Democrat Party up there basically urged Janet Mills to get out of the race. So the guy who at least formerly had the Nazi tattoo could be the nominee of the Democrat Party. He's a socialist, Democrat socialist. You heard that reporter say it. But Elizabeth Warren got in on the act too. Here's Elizabeth Warren on CNBC.
I did want to ask you, Senator Warren, about something else that happened last weekend, which is you campaigned with Graham Plattner, who is ahead of that state's very pivotal Democratic primary. And I wanted to ask you about something you said. You said he's your kind of man. And I've interviewed you for a long time and watched your hearings and listened to your questions. You care about character. This is a guy that had a chest tattoo with a Nazi symbol. Okay, he apologized for it. It's a guy that reportedly wrote that people concerned about rape should take some responsibility for themselves and not get so effed up that they wind up having sex with someone they don't mean to. He praised military tactics used by Hamas, reportedly, in comments online in Reddit when they were murdering Israeli soldiers. So I'm just curious why you think he's your kind of man.
So, as you rightly point out, he has apologized. He's out meeting with the people of Maine every single day so they can evaluate not who Graham Plattner was, but who Graham Plattner is today. And let me tell you exactly how that comment came to be. I was describing how I didn't know Graham Plattner from anybody, and I'm reading an interview with him, and he's asked, when did you first know that the game was rigged? And he harks back to the 2008 crash, when 10 million families lost their homes, when 8 million people lost their jobs, when millions of people lost their savings, and when big banks cheated folks, when non-bank financial institutions tricked them, robbed them of their homes. And Graham Plattner's answer on when he knew the game was rigged was when not one banker went to jail. And I said, that's my kind of man.
Okay. Okay. Well, I dig it next to a video of a bunch of terrorists killing five soldiers. I don't know. I mean, you guys want to be the party of inclusivity, right?
I want to be the party that stands up for hardworking people. I want to be the party that is transformative of an economy that right now is hip deep in corruption, and an economy that's working for a handful of billionaires and multi-millionaires and not working for much of anyone else. I want us to be the party that actually delivers on lowering costs and that expands opportunities. And that's what Graham Plattner wants to do. And I'm there to stand with him and to help in that fight.
Okay, so that
was the ranking member of the.
So that was the U.S. Senator from Massachusetts, Elizabeth Warren. I mean, look, I get it. She wants power. She desperately wants power. I can't imagine being in a legislative body when you're not in the majority. It's not good. I've talked to Republicans here in Mass who say it's really not fun being in the House when they can do whatever they want. And the U.S. Senate isn't quite that way now, but I get she doesn't like being in the minority and not being able to get her agenda through. But for God's sakes, she should have worked harder for Janet Mills, who's a more normal person, in my opinion, than the guy with a Nazi tattoo and who applauds Hamas killing of Jewish soldiers. So, but Elizabeth Warren's a skilled politician, and you keep reelecting her. So here we go. Stick around. We'll be right back. Back to the program. Little Elvis Presley for you. Speaking of cement, Lenny Mills will be here with us on Friday. Of course, he's big in the concrete industry, American Forms. And last night, they passed out in town meeting in Rehoboth the plan put forward by the selectmen. It took twice for the town to recognize that it was the best option for them to be legally compliant as a zoning with the MBTA Communities Act, okay? That's the law of the land, passed by the Democrats, put into law, okay? The MBTA Zoning Act, right? And if you're an adjacent community, which Rehoboth is, to the MBTA, you got to make certain zoning changes. And if you don't, you're in non-compliance, and you can't get a lot of the resources the state has. That's just the law. So, town of Rehoboth, selectmen, and now the town meeting have come to an agreement for a way to be in compliance without really giving up the character that is Rehoboth. And other towns have gone through this as well. So, very interesting. And again, when we talked about rent control and why that's a bad idea, some of that also means